This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephens Good Day Radio Program. Did I say an R in that? Program. Doug will be back before we know it. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. And we're going to talk about stuff. That's the tagline for the program.
Love stuff.
Good day. Talking about stuff. This is one of those, it's a good news story. Might not have started off that way, but it is ending as a good news story. Did you see this about the woman who was kidnapped in the early 70s?
No.
She was kidnapped from her biological parents by someone posing as a babysitter. And basically grew up about 10 minutes from her family. Had no idea. None at all whatsoever. And around the age of 15, she had a really bad childhood at the kidnapped place where she thought was her real family. She was never allowed to go outside and play. She was always very sheltered. And she was told the reason for that was because she was born at home and there were complications and she had a brain injury that was potentially deadly. And so she had to pretty much stay inside the house at all times. Well, here, the reality was that she was kidnapped from her home that was 10 minutes down the road.
Wow. So she wasn't really sick. She just always believed that she was.
Yes, because that's what these people told her. And so at the age of 15, she ran away from home and then pretty much was living the rest of her life. She found out her whole life was a lie when apparently, there was DNA test released that confirmed her identity from a 23andMe DNA test kit. So that's how she found out who she really was, who her family were, and that she was a kidnapped child.
Had I can't believe she was just
no
living
idea.
In the same area. That's so frightening. And, you know, these 23andMe tests, as much as they are... you know, people go, oh, I don't know if they. I want them to have my genetics or I want them to have my swab. They have connected so many families that didn't know that they had siblings or that the parents were gone. I mean, it really, really is incredible.
Yeah, and the kicker is the statute of limitations expired 20 years after Melissa's 18th birthday. Mm-hmm. And she was, what, 51 years ago? Is that where we were at from 1971? And... so the statutes of limitations have expired. However, the police are still committed to finishing up the investigation and following everything because they want to uncover all of the information available. They want her to have a sense of closure. So it's one of those things, like, they don't have to do this. It's the statute of limitations up, but they still are. And she's been reunited with her family and her biological parents, along with the daughter who was living as Melanie Walden, went to the court and she legally changed her name to her birth name, Melissa Highsmith.
Wow.
So with her biological parents in tow, she's 50, well, over 51. She's 53.
You're never too old to meet your parents.
Exactly. And the fact that she still has the ability to have her parents.
Yeah.
And they could be there. And the entire courtroom erupted in applause. There were tears. The judge stood up and clapped. And it was just such a beautiful full circle moment of getting to change her name back to her birth name, be with her birth parents. That time lost can never be recovered, but they are going to be able to...
But at least she
use
got
the rest
it.
Of the time to spend together.
Yeah. You know, I had a family member who was able to connect. She never knew her dad and was able to connect with her dad using 23andMe, and he had already passed. But at the same time, as much as that was hard for her, she inherited a bunch of siblings. She was able to learn about her medical history. She was able to learn about her dad. So even though he was already gone by the time she found him, at least she had a family, and that was incredibly, it's incredibly important to, I think, for people who feel like they were missing something.
Oh, yes. When you think, especially for anybody who felt like they were alone in the world, and to find out they actually aren't, they have people who, I don't think that you're owed love and respect just because you are related. But a lot of times those do come hand in hand, and some people will just inherently love you after just meeting you because you are related. And in those moments, that is special. I have a former colleague who, thanks to the 23andMe stuff, she thought that she was one of two siblings. It was just her and her sister growing up, and a few years ago, so relatively recently, she did one of those 23andMe test kits and finds out that she has some very close relations in the area. And there was like one about 15 miles down the road, another one 30 miles down the road, half siblings, apparently, and they're all very, very close in age, like within 6 months to 2 years apart. She found out that her dad, who had passed a long time ago, had a brief moment of time where he was having fun.
Yeah, and was and apparently populating.
But here's the kicker. Apparently he was in these children's lives too. So he had all these secret families, like multiple secret families. That's one of those, like, only in a Lifetime or a Hallmark. Yeah, Lifetime movie.
Yeah, like some kind of Hallmark mystery or something, and you uncover all the connected siblings.
Yes.
Oh, that's what makes me nervous about online dating. You just never know when your brother may pop up, you know?
You know, every first date should come with an automatic test.
Exactly.
DNA
we
test
make
kit.
Sure we're swabbing.
Like, let's just, or any of those dating sites. Yes. What is one? I think it's called Just Lunch or something along those lines where, you meet up with people. It's the dating app sets up the lunch. You show up. It's already noted that you are going to pay for your own checks, and you're not supposed to say if you want to see each other again. You're just supposed to have lunch and then leave and then reconnect online or reach out to each other after the fact. So that way it's like you don't worry if you don't like the person, or if you do like the person, wondering if they liked you or something, or if they had fun. It's you already go in there knowing that nothing is coming out of this lunch until after you both have left.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like that. That feels very safe, actually.
It kind of does. It feels like a lot of the pressure is off in a way.
Mm-hmm. But it takes it out of the situation, which is good. Because a lot of, I don't know, there's just so much that, you, especially for people who, if you've been in a marriage and then you're going it back to dating again, there's so many new rules and pressures, and it's just, you know, it's a good way to dip your toe.
It really is, yeah. If I had to go do it all again, I would not. I would just live alone for the rest of my life.
You're like, no more dating here, please.
No, yeah, I am too socially awkward for that. So have you seen with the dating stuff and affairs and all of this? Okay, Jeffrey Epstein, we still have never seen that black book.
Right, still hiding out.
And I wonder if we ever will, because you have to think every name that's in that black book is probably not every person who may have dabbled or been with like the more horrific stuff that he was a part of.
Mm-hmm.
It could just be people who he was acquainted with or
that he knew were having affairs that he wanted to blackmail.
Yes, like Bill Gates.
Yeah.
He missed the mark on that one because Bill and Melinda kind of were like, they already called it what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and Melinda even said, what was it? Bill Gates, what is it, an ex-girlfriend or who he said was a best friend? It was like part of their marriage, not clause, whatever that legal document is that I can't think of right now, that he got to go on a vacation with this other woman.
The prenup,
mm-hmm. Yes. That he got to go on a vacation at least once a year with this other woman that Melinda couldn't be a part of.
So
like,
bizarre.
That was in
his old girlfriend. Yeah, that was
an old girlfriend,
though.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because she was a confidant and he needed to pick her brain about things. Like, okay, that's, you know, red flags here and there, but every marriage has their own thing. And they're since divorced, but Jeffrey Epstein was trying to allegedly get Bill Gates, threaten him over an alleged affair, which he came out and was like, no, that was never an actual affair. That one never happened. Like, haha, you missed that one.
They've happened, but that's not one of them.
Yeah, apparently Epstein was reached out via email, which also, that's a paper trail. Like, if you're trying to get somebody, threaten somebody, or blackmail somebody, you don't want receipts.
No. that's part of the rules. You have to be good at it, I think. You know, you have to actually be ready to, I don't know. You got to have your, you've got to have enough receipts to prove you've got some evidence, but... Oh,
but not that you're planning to use said evidence.
Exactly. And so
like, don't incriminate yourself.
Right. These rich and famous people, though, does it even matter? I mean, isn't it just sort of baked in that we know that some of their behavior is going to be unsavory? Come on.
Well, that's what I always think with professional athletes or musicians or anything, where you're going to travel a lot and you're going to have these groupies or fans always all over you. And some people, it's not a matter of trying to disrespect their marriage or their relationship. I think it's just some people have more urges and needs than other people. And they just, those urges and needs need to be met. And if you are going to be in a relationship with somebody of that caliber, maybe those are some conversations of like, here are my expectations of you. Or if you're going to go do this, just try to keep it on the down low, the low down. I get confused which is which. But do you know what I mean?
But just do that.
Just like keep it hush hush.
That is what she's trying to say.
Yeah, that too. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wait. Other billionaire got engaged. And why am I blanking on his name now?
Jeff Bezos, along with Bezos. Warren Sanchez. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been together quite a while. I think he ended his marriage for her. And now it seems they're pretty happy. And she's so funny. I don't know if you ever see them, but she's attractive and younger than Bezos. But she's been on his boat quite a bit lately, and I feel like she's always doing sexy girl pose. Like, I don't know if she's normal. I think
like she knows that she's being photographed.
She knows she's being photographed, or maybe she knows he's always watching, and she's like constantly doing sexy girl pose. It's the weirdest thing. Or maybe she just is that hot that she constantly moves gracefully. I don't know, but
that could be it. It's just, yeah, it's in our DNA. I thought they already were married. So when I saw that they were engaged, I was like, isn't that old news?
No, this is all new. She locked it in. You think that prenup's going to be solid? Whew.
Good for her. Well, and according to, I guess, some sources in her group is that she is, quote unquote, obsessed with her ring. It's an ice skating ring.
I bet she is.
Yeah.
Pretty sure she doesn't need a magnifying glass for it.
It is 18 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Leroy, 71's backed up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
Three more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? The driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12-bead bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. The scent of Gain flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Doug will be back before you know it. So will Jen Horn. I am Jay Kirshner. And joining me from Dallas, James Collins.
Hello. I figured out how to turn on the mic.
Oh, congratulations. Good job.
I'm getting good at this.
We were talking off air, James, about Giselle, who is iconic in of that she really only needs her first name, Giselle. Most people know who we're talking about, not
absolutely.
You don't need Giselle Bundchen.
Right.
But you were just saying you had to Google her because you weren't sure.
I know her, what she looks like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I look at the name, and it doesn't look familiar, especially the last name. Like, if you were to tell me, oh, yeah, Tom Brady's wife is Giselle, I don't know her last name, you know?
Yes, yeah, and then that makes sense. Well, and she, at one point, was the... Well, pretty much since the early aughts, she has been one of the highest paid models in the world, and she doesn't even model on a regular basis as much in the last few years.
Crazy.
She was the 16th richest woman in the entertainment industry in 2007. Forbes called her one of the top 100 most powerful women in 2012 and 2014, and she definitely has her own thing going on, not just... being Tom Brady's wife and everything, but
absolutely.
Did you know she is a fraternal twin?
I did not know that, really.
Yeah, so could you imagine, a lot of times we see celebrity siblings and it's like, could you imagine being that famous person's sibling? Could you imagine being their twin when this is, like, deemed one of the most beautiful human beings on the planet?
Well, that also makes you, if it's a paternal twin, right? So it's, like, not identical, it's...
Yes.
Okay.
So the fraternal twins share, like, they're basically like any other sibling. They just also happen to be roommates.
Right.
Where and they can be boy-boy, girl-girl, boy-girl, whatever. Identical twins share the same genome. So they are always the same sex at birth. They are always both boys or they are both girls. It's the same fertilized egg that splits into two, all of that.
I couldn't imagine that.
So they're very rare.
I couldn't imagine having a twin. That'd be crazy. Imagine having two of me running around? No, absolutely not.
That would be a lot for your parents.
It would be a lot for my parents. They get enough for just one.
There are, shockingly enough, there are a lot of other celebrities in Hollywood that are twins that we had no idea about. I'm not just talking about Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen or Tia and Tamara Mowry. We already know those ones, but the other celebrity twins you didn't know, coming up.
adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SKYRIZI, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SKYRIZI, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SKYRIZI is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Fraternal Twin Sister Patricia was once an aspiring model, just like Giselle. However, obviously, Giselle found more success in that field, as we all know how that ended up.
Right.
The sisters are still super close in the fact that Patricia is Giselle's manager and spokesperson. So they get to work together on a regular basis.
Wow. That's,
which is a lot of fun.
That's got to be fun, to having your twin be so close to you, you know, like in all your endeavors that you do.
Yes, yeah, and then it's like, your win is my win, and vice versa. I think this is one a lot of people get surprised about. Scarlett Johansson is a twin. She has a fraternal twin brother.
Absolutely nuts. Had no idea about this.
His name is Hunter. He has worked on Obama's campaign in 2008. He is the founder of an environmental organization called Solar Responders. Other twins, Linda Hamilton has a twin, Leslie Hamilton. Vin Diesel's twin, Paul Vincent. John Hedder, Daniel Hedder. Yeah, a lot of twins in Hollywood.
Wow.
It's 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go, and you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump will make a virtual appearance later today in a Manhattan court in his criminal fraud case. Trump has pleaded not guilty to more than 30 counts of falsifying business records. His appearance is scheduled to make sure he understands he's not allowed to share any evidence revealed by the district attorney. President Biden said the latest debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy were productive. In a statement, Biden noted that yesterday's meeting at the White House was about the need to prevent default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy. While there are areas of disagreement, he said leaders and staff will continue to discuss the path toward a bipartisan deal. After the meeting, McCarthy also said the talks were productive. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced the United States could go in default if the debt ceiling isn't raised by June 1st. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A good day, dear.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Sounds like it's 34 at the hour. This is the Ed Stephanie Good Day program. And look who's talking about it. It's Tuesday, May the 23rd. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, Jay and Jennifer have spent most of the morning with you. I am not, because I'm not quite sure I like the technical connection that I have here in Los Angeles. And besides,
don't lie. You just wanted to sleep. You wanted to hang out and party.
I'm just kidding.
Party, the big party.
Actually, what we did last night, Megan and Brendan and the offspring and their better halves. All of us had dinner together. You were supposed to be here, and Jennifer was supposed to be here. Both of you thinked out, that's an old expression from the 50s and 60s, that didn't show up. Because this, the funniest thing about this whole business of me being here is to support you getting the Crazy Award tonight, which I am apparently with your father going to take in your name, because Jennifer can't make it to the award ceremony.
You're not here.
I couldn't make it. Oh, heartbroken nonetheless. Hey, I do have to ask, though, about your dinner last night, because you were going to pull a prank on your children. Did you tell them that you were going to be getting married?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yes. There was this whole prank Doug was going to pull on his children, saying that he was going to be getting married to himself. After a story that we had discussed last week.
Mm-hmm. I forgot that we even talked about that. I said I was going to do that. No, I didn't. We actually did talk about, there was a serious discussion about what happens to me if something happens to me. Brendan, we're having lunch yesterday. Brendan and Jasper and I are on Hollywood, where were we? Sunset Strip. And we're having a little bite to eat. And so he said, Dad, I'm going to have a serious conversation with you. And you're not going to like it. And I said, okay, well, what do you want to know? He said, I want you to tell me what happens to you if there's something that happens to you. What do you want? Do you want to stay on the farm? Do you want to come here? And how do we prepare? And I thought to myself, I just sort of chuckled. I said, Brendan, I think that with me, and this is something for everybody listening, if you have, you know, qualms about it, I used to not like to even talk about death when I was in my 30s and 40s. And now I just figure, you know, it is what it is. It's transitioned from one thing to the next, not worried about it at all. And I said to him, in reality, I'm probably here today and gone tomorrow. Not literally today and tomorrow, but I don't think that I'm the kind of guy who's going to have to wait a long time. Yeah, right, exactly. So, but I thought it was interesting that the two of them have obviously, when they get together, they have lunch every week, Megan and Brendan, and they... There's always something about their father that comes up in the conversation because one or both of them will report back to me about what they were talking about. And so this has been on their minds, I know, for a while. And I don't know why, because actually I'm in better health now than I have been for certainly as good, if not better, than I have been in recent memory or perhaps for a long time. I haven't been in bad health. I just am in better health. And so I just, they're trying to be respectful and reasonable as to what my wishes are, because they are both aware of what happened to my father, who made his desires known to me. And I said I would never do anything that he didn't want. And in fact, his wife didn't want to do what I'd agreed to do with him. So there was a to-do about it. And my father was angry, even though he'd had a stroke and he wasn't conscious of what he was saying or doing, but he was conscious enough to be angry at me for not keeping him home. So I think that's something, the reason I bring it up is because a lot of people who are of the age to be thinking about what you've done. I think I heard an ad on one of the radio stations out here as I was driving around too yesterday about your final service. This was a cut. This is a discount funeral parlor who had a special deal for everybody, including $13.95 for cremation, no extra cost, no nothing. Give us your body and we'll give you back a bag.
That's just some tag, right? Well, I think that a lot of people do kind of think about that in the sense of what happens with the wills and the funeral service maybe, but not enough people think about what happens when you get to that point that something significantly happens and you are still around, but you need somebody else to make those choices. And I think a lot of people don't think about that. Do you want hospice care? Do you want home hospice? Do you want to be in a nursing home? Do you want to be living with family? In your case, do you want to stay near the farm, or would you want your children to come there, or would you go to them? Would you go live to California?
I think I'd probably want to. It depends on whether if I break my leg, I need somebody to take care of me for a little while. Obviously, I'm going to stay on the farm. If something more serious happens that impedes my ability to continue to be on the farm and be around the animals and live independently, and then I would come out here, because I don't think, as much as my children would like to not stay in California, the other side of it is that they have spouses who are Californians, who are in fact Angeleans. Not that Matthew, if they had an opportunity to go someplace else to another university to teach, that was an upscale move, they would probably do it. Whereas Sophie is connected to her folks and her work is here. Although her work now she's doing can be done anywhere. It's kind of like the rest of us. If we have a, like, my usual means of communicating back and forth when I'm on the road to make the program sound like I'm in a studio, I have specialized equipment for that, which apparently is not working. It didn't work this time. And so now I'm using sort of a secondary way of being in touch with you that is something that we're all getting used to, and that's using Zoom.
Yeah.
Told by you and by James, who's in the main studio in Dallas, that I sound pretty normal. I talked to Bob yesterday, who's our chief cook and bottle washer, and he said, well, it sounded like you had a tinny mic. Well, I didn't have a tinny mic. I didn't have a mic. I had Zoom. And so, yeah, and then you wonder about some of the things my children and I were talking last night. Actually, Brendan and I had a long chat about how artificial intelligence was going to affect his son, Jasper, as he gets older. Mm-hmm. And it's because Miles has a different approach at 8 to his own education and to his world. And although artificial intelligence is probably going to affect us all, not probably, it already is and will. But it's whether we use it properly, whether people can benefit from it, whether in my case, looking at my two grandchildren, what's their world going to be like? You know, if I think about what my father told me the world was all about when I was young, and then I compare it to where I am now, there's nothing at all, or very little, let's say, that he told me that's relevant to the world of 2023. And so you just wonder about whether, you know, things are changing as fast as they are. How much of that can we consume? And then Brendan and I got into, we're walking across the street with Jasper in a little carriage, and we were on, where were we? No, we weren't on Sunset. No, we were on Santa Monica Boulevard. And so the idea of where we are in the universe, which is not a conversation that Brendan and I have very much, that fact that with artificial intelligence, we could easily be at hand. We could go to Mars. We could really use the intelligence to help ourselves. And then we could use it, if the wrong people have it, to destroy ourselves. And so then what's next? The planet has been here as long as it has. And then, you know, it's just it's a heavy conversation. But it's also an interesting conversation to have because everybody, you know, there's more we know. And then what do we not know? And what do we speculate on? And what are we comfortable talking about with regard to all that stuff?
Well, yeah, so, yeah. Anyway. And well, in terms of your grandchildren, and even from when you grew up, Doug, from when I grew up, we lived in a world before artificial intelligence. I grew up watching the Jetsons, as I'm sure your kids did too, where they had this technology that is now FaceTime, that is now Zoom, that is now so normal in our day-to-day lives. We look at smart devices where cell phones became a thing, and it was the flip phone or the Nokia thing, and if you wanted to text, you had to, it was the T9 approach where you had to hit the three button three times just to get to the letter F, and it wasn't as easy as it was now. And the BlackBerry was really kind of the first smartphone.
I want to see that. There's a movie out now about the development of the BlackBerry, which I looked the other day at the trailer. It's the kind of movie that I like. It's a sort of delving into the personalities and to the process of coming up with something new like that. Yeah, the BlackBerry was, I remember, I never had a BlackBerry, but a lady that I dated for 7 years, when I first met her, had a BlackBerry. And then we all, at that point, that would have been 2012, the device quickly changed to the iPhone and to other instruments that are similar to that. And that sort of is the standard now that we share. I'm looking into the screen of an iPad, and I'm holding in my hand an iPhone, looking at some of the things that are going on today in the world, and that's how, you know, I take lots of bits and pieces, much of my experience, much of the things, like on the plane the other night, I read The Atlantic, I looked at Time Magazine, I looked at The Wall Street Journal, I looked at Newsweek, and that's where some of the stuff that we talked about yesterday came from, because I think we need to keep our focus on things as current as possible. And with that in mind, the fact that New York City seems to be sinking, there was, we talked in the last couple of weeks, Venice is always a focal point of that, but there was another, wasn't there a city in Kuala Lumpur that we talked about last week that was sinking or the water was coming in? And now there is a study that suggests that New York City is the seas rising is contributing to some of the skyscrapers, at least making them more vulnerable to sink into the ocean as time goes on. And so what's that? Are we going to, are we going to run out of the city screaming? It's sinking at the rate of 1 to 2 millimeters a year. I don't know.
So what's that going to do? Slow, but still.
8 or 9 million people. You know, sooner we have a planet that is almost 5 billion years old. So in the course of another, billion years, another million years, is that another 10,000 years? There are 1 million buildings in New York City that weigh 1.7 trillion pounds. Divide that by two, and that's how many tons it is. And that would be, that means that Manhattan and Brooklyn and Queens and even parts of Long Island are, like with other coastal cities, not only here in our country, but around the globe, are going to change. Over what, I mean, we've had that prediction, but this is the first time I've seen something that was this specific, though, with this much info. So is it something for us? It's kind of like people saying, well, the sun is going to start expanding. The sun's been expanding.
Well, yes,
and in the next
93
million
do.
Years, right, it'll eat up the earth and it'll eat up the, so what happens to our civilization? What happens to mankind? Is there a solution to that problem? Not now, because it's 48 past the hour and good day.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust.
American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Even if you don't know what this is from, it is still so chilling. It just grips you. 53 after the hour. Good day, radio show. I'm Jay Kirshner. He is Chuck Curry with our movie Moments. Chuck, talk to us about it.
That was a good movie moment, actually. This day in movie history, Jay, what's today's date?
23rd,
1980, The Shining hit theaters, produced on a $19 million budget, did about $47 million in box office. Not a huge, huge hit, but over time, this is a big fan favorite. I did a revival of it the first time on the big screen about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and I never seen it in a movie theater before, always on television, DVDs and stuff like that. I was blown away. This is a masterpiece on the big screen, directed by Stanley Kubrick, who was known for taking immense time. He had Nicholson and Shelley Duvall do 100 takes of each scene. It was a painstaking process. A lot of people had issues working with him, but he was a perfectionist, and I think the final product has turned out to be one of the best horror films, most fascinating watches of all time. It has to be seen on a big screen, though, I think, to really understand how good this movie is.
Oh, it really is. It was way ahead of its time when it was out, and it still stands up. The Shining has never been remade. It has a sequel.
Well, it was in 97. They did a miniseries on TV in 3 parts with Steven Weber. I actually like it. It's different than the theatrical version because it's longer, but the Jack Torrance character is more fleshed out as a person. person in the miniseries. And I think Steven Weber, who was known for the mini, the TV show Wings on NBC, he did a great job in the lead role. Not easy to do when Jack Nicholson plays the role, but he did a really fine job. And Rebecca De Mornay, who was in Risky Business, was played his tormented wife, where Shelley Duvall played her in the theatrical film. Now, you talked about Dr. Sleep Off Air. You like that film. A lot of people do like that film. That was a long-awaited sequel to The Shining that did pretty decent at the box office. Not amazing, but pretty decent. You like it, correct?
I did. I'm a big Ewan McGregor fan, but I just thought that they did a really nicely done job with that, especially how long after it really was. It was, what, 2019?
Yeah, many years after the fact. Also, this day in movie history, May 23rd, 1984, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom hits theaters, one of the many terrific genre films that hit the marketplace in the year 1984, maybe the greatest year of all time in genre filmmaking. I love Temple of Doom. Of all the Indiana Jones films, that actually is my favorite. I know some people have issues with it because it's a little bit dark, but the action in that film is amazing. I think it's sort of like five times in a movie theater. And one other this day in movie history, Jay, Pulp Fiction won the prestigious Best Picture Award at the Cannes Film Festival in 1994. Obviously an important film in the history of, in the life of Quentin Tarantino.
Really, oh my goodness. Yeah, talk about iconic. There are so many scenes that are still quoted today, so many movie moments in that film that we are still seeing. It was a pop culture phenomenon. And did it do as well in theaters?
Yeah,
no,
it did well. It did well. Because I talk about this on the program all the time. In 94, Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, which ultimately won the Oscar for Best Picture, and Shawshank Redemption, all released in the same year. Three classic films that have stood the generational, what I call, test of time. They don't make movies like those three anymore. I like all three of those films immensely, all great movies.
Yeah, that was a good year for film.
One other thing, this week, I'm actually looking forward to on Netflix, Arnold Schwarzenegger's first forte into a TV show. It's a spy show on Netflix, FUBAR. He plays a father who's his daughter, not a real-life daughter, but an actress who plays his daughter on the show, father-daughter spy team. It actually looks really good in the previews. I love Arnold, 75 years old, still looks great. I think he looks great. Still highly appealing guy, one of my favorites.
Obviously, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, so it's going to be action. Yeah. Is there any kind of comedy in it as well?
Yeah, it has humor, has a lot of humor, based on the trailer. I didn't see any advanced reviews, but I think it comes on the streaming service the 25th, so two more days. I'm looking forward to that. And also, last thing, it's day 21 of the writer's strike. Will it ever end?
Yeah. Well, if it's anything like the last one, was what, a little over 100 days? So, yeah, we'll have to see.
Cool.
Chuck, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, it's 58 after the hour.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.